Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, I've got to tell you, this is a show that I've been regretting for a couple of years now. I knew that we were going to have to do it, but I admit to you, it scared the heck out of me in thinking about it, and that is the topic of snakes.
Yeah. You know, and I, when we finally did get some guests on the show, it's become less of a show on snakes, although that's going to be a topic, and we're going to bring in a fun little snake that you can kind of get acquainted with, Lee.
Right.
But it's more about how these animals and our curiosity for these animals and animals like them become such an educational outreach tool.
Right.
You know, we don't think about it, but, you know, people have a lot of negative energy sometimes. Some people positive. I get to see a lot more of the positive at the store. But I know, you know, just in the general public, there's a lot of negative energy associated with snakes. And oddly enough, the two guests that I've got for this show, and it just almost seems coincidental, both use the energy and reverse it and create positive energy about nature and about our approach to pets and our approach towards animals in general, and get kids to look at the world differently.
Right. Well, and I admit to you that I had a very I don't know if scary is the right word, but an indelible experience with a snake as a youngster, and that's where maybe some of my, I'll use the word negative,
yeah,
energy comes at,
yeah,
toward them. And it just, suffice it to say, had to do with me holding a garter snake, being with a bunch of other kids, making ice cream, and next thing you know, nobody wanted to eat any of the ice cream that was being made, and the snake wasn't with us in the mortal realm any longer.
Oh, Lee,
so
Lee.
It was a bad experience.
You not only probably frightened yourself, but you probably frightened a whole lot of other people, too. There's probably like 20 or 30 people out there that just have a phobia for snake because of what you caused.
Well, they're also afraid of when Baskin Robbins has the name the ice cream flavor contest as well, because bottom line is my klutziness unfortunately led to that. But it does have me, like I said, always resisting them the rest of my life, even though I do admit I know people who have snakes as pets and actually really enjoy them.
Yeah,
they find,
yeah,
them to be very steady, pleasant guests to have around.
Right. I think the idea of a frightful character, you know, is, you know, the group of snakes, the number of species of snake is enormous. Some, in order to adapt, have to be real reflexive and responsive and want to bite at anything that comes. But many snakes, because they do tend to be cryptic, if you will, kind of let's hide in the back, they don't have to be that way. You know, we're not their prey. And they tend to be quite sedate and calm and easy to handle. And people that hold a snake that have never held a snake before, it's a whole different experience. They just, you can't explain it. It's just as if they've just a whole new sensation of nerves and understanding of life and everything happens. And that's kind of one of the fun parts about getting snakes out and letting kids interact with them, is it just changes the whole perception, like instantly. It's like flip a dime, there's the other side.
Right.
You know, it's a whole different experience.
Well, and as you said, our guests today are people who have looked at how to utilize snakes and exotic animals to create knowledge and attention. The first of which is Jim McGrath, who has a company out in Williamston where they do go into schools and educate kids about animals utilizing nature. And he's a fascinating story.
He's someone I admire. There's a lot of peculiarity of all the different lizards and snakes around the world and other animals of interest. He focuses just on Michigan reptiles, amphibians, and other animals similar to that. That is really impressive because he figures out how to make magic, if you will, you know, curiosity and fun and education about nature and love for nature using those particular animals. And then all of a sudden, right outside their door, they realize underneath the steps might be the very snake that they saw in their little display at this event.
Right. Well, and speaking of magic, we also have Mark Rosenthal, who has a company called Animal Magic. And he, too, is, again, using animals to gain knowledge and attention for young people. And he's written a book on the subject as well.
Yeah, he's full of energy. I've had the absolute pleasure of meeting Mark at a younger age and listening to him as I've talked to him before he came on the show. He's endless of energy, and the way he's taken his personal amazing energy and turned it into something very, very good is just amazing. I respect him in a large way, and it just tells you about people and how unique and different and interesting everybody is and how they can really play a real intricate role in what we have to the message that we have, and that's animals are important.
Right. Well, cap it off with Wayne Beasley, and we've got a great show for you. So sit down and relax, get your cup of coffee, and get ready to talk snakes and other animals right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts. Because I get 1,000 hugs.